Talking on all political subjects and taking on all callers, this is Matt Flynn Direct with your host, Matt Flynn.
Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Go tell that long-tongued liar.
Welcome to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. No subject is off limits. All points of view are welcome. And remember, you're not woke if you don't know history. You're not woke unless and until you know history. As always, we're going right to the front lines of history in the making. And as always, we're giving away a free Devil Radio t-shirt to the third caller today. Lots to talk about, and let's get going. First of all, some good news. Starting Monday, today is Thursday, this coming Monday, anybody in Wisconsin 16 and older can get vaccinated. All this business of, are you over 75? Are you over 70? Are you over 65? Do you have a pre-existing condition so broadly defined that everybody has a pre-existing condition? If your body mass index is a fraction over something, ridiculous. There's plenty of vaccine. Get down there. Anybody 16 or over, everybody should get vaccinated. I have very little patience for anti-vaxxers and anti-maskers. This is a question of getting to herd immunity. It's a question of protecting society and protecting you and me. Get down there and get vaccinated. Starting Monday, 16 and over, there are public sites for it. You can call, if you have a doctor, you can call them. They're public sites, school sites, church sites. It's not hard to find. Just find one and get down there starting Monday. We thought that it wouldn't be till May 1st. We're getting a good jump on it, almost a month jump on it. Very, very good news. Another piece of good news, national poll done by MIT in Massachusetts. Massachusetts Institute of Technology, one of the two premier science schools really in the country, along with Caltech. There are a lot of other good ones, Georgia Tech, MSOE, and a lot of others. MIT is perhaps the best known. And they did a poll to see how people felt about voting rights, especially as set out in H.R. 1 and S.B. 1 that the Democrats are putting in. In other words, expanding voting in a fair manner. Even Stephen, independent, nobody benefiting or nobody getting hurt, just anybody can vote who's qualified to vote and who meets the requirements. This poll showed that 87% of Republicans, and almost all Democrats agreed that there should be paper backup for electronic voting. Right now, approximately five states don't require paper backup. You go in, you touch a screen, you have no idea how it got registered. Did it get registered right? My own belief, it does get registered right. But in the event of a recount, in the event of some questions, there should be paper backup. In Wisconsin, with the best of all worlds, you go in, fill out a ballot, you feed it into a machine, it's electronic, or you get a mail-in ballot. Fill it out, put it in a drop box, mail it back. But if there's a question, those paper ballots, those cardboard ballots that you filled out are saved, they're kept, they can be counted manually. It's really essential, in my view, for confidence in our Democratic Party system. The Republicans resist it. The Republican Party resists it. But 87% of Republicans think it's a good idea and support it. 62% of Republicans believe that Election Day should be a holiday. 62%. Most Democrats do too. The idea being, if it's a holiday, you'll have an easier time voting. Some people, you know, they might work two jobs. They might work second shift and they sleep in, they have kids and they don't have childcare and they can't get there. It should be a holiday, but 62% of Republicans agree. 73% of Republicans, 73% believe that all election officials should be nonpartisan. In other words, no funny stuff. Most Democrats, almost all Democrats agree with that too. I agree with that. That means that what they did in Georgia, taking away by statute the local election officials in the role of the Secretary of State. Now, the Secretary of State down there is not nonpartisan. He is partisan. He's a Republican, Reffensperger, but he hung tough, as bad as he is. He hung tough, voted for Trump, but he said, Biden won and I'm going to certify it. But the local election people of the ballgame, they're the ones, and they are nonpartisan, who just supervise the counting, do the counting, and certify it up. What Georgia did is said that all of that involvement is gone. Everything is controlled by the gerrymandered right-wing, crooked Republican part of the legislature. Why do I say crooked? Because they were willing to overturn the free election that Joe Biden won and just lie and say that the certification should go to Trump. But 73% of Republicans nationwide don't agree with that. 62% of Republicans believe that there should be automated updating of voter registration when people move. And that's very good news, because right now people move. Somebody moves from Milwaukee to California. Most people don't, before they leave, call up their voting site in Milwaukee or call up the city or the county and say, I'm moving, take me off the rolls. Most people don't do that. I've never done that. Probably would have been a good idea. Nobody does it. I don't know anybody who does it. I don't know anybody who does it. Then you go to your new place and you go and you register. You register. And sometimes you don't get around to it right away. And you don't go vote twice. You don't do a mail-in ballot back in Wisconsin if you move to California, but it sits on the rolls. And the Republicans are quite sly. They look at that and they say, well, some people move. Let's throw 200,000 people off the ballot, off the voting rolls. And you say, wait a minute, 200,000 people didn't move. Milwaukee only has 600,000 people. A third of Milwaukee didn't move. You say, well, this is just a precaution of what? Of throwing people in Milwaukee off the voter rolls. Be a lot easier if what you did is you went and you registered somewhere else and moved, and then they automatically got back in touch electronically with Wisconsin and said, all right, take him off. He's out here now. 62% of Republicans think there should be automatic updating of voter registration when people move. All of this is a very good development, because the other day we were talking about a private group that did their own focus groups for the Republican Party, and they found to their horror that even Republicans liked the provisions of SB1 and HR1, which would get rid of a lot of this voter suppression, would put in a Fair Maps Commission. And so then they said, in their report, and an audio of it was given to the New Yorker, which published the article, said, well, if we try to get public support for killing these bills, these fair voting bills, we're toast. We can't do it. Quote, we'll have to win it under the dome, end quote. We'll have to win it under the dome. What does that mean? Winning it under the dome means the dome of the Capitol. It means you just go right to the Republicans there and muscle them and do it with money and do it with threats of primaries like they always do. The donor class of the Republican Party, the Republicans are basically, these congressmen are policy mules. They're policy mules. They line up dutifully and they get loaded with stuff, and then they slowly walk up the mountain. Policy mules for the donor occupation class of the Republican Party. Says we're going to have to do that. We are going to have to do it under the dome. And that was great, but you know, that's anecdotal. That's one set of focus groups. The polling out of MIT is scientific. It's far more sophisticated, and it's far more trustworthy. And out of Michigan, they come 87% of Republicans favor these Republicans now. Much higher Democrats, but 87% of Republicans favor backup for electronic voting in the five remaining states that insist on not doing it. Not doing it. 62%, election day, a holiday. Very good idea. Make it possible for working people more easily to vote. 73%, this is critical, that all election officials should be nonpartisan. Absolutely essential, because right now what's happening in Georgia and soon in Michigan and in Arizona is that the election officials will be crooks. They'll be crooks, authoritarians who will simply certify whoever the Republican nominee was, and then it'll be hashed out in court. Republican judges will say that's fine. And once again, there'll be an attack on our democracy. And if we win, it'll be by a whisker and a hair. And I'm tired of having to win by a whisker and a hair. And 62%, of course, say there should be automatic updating of voter registration when people move. Going to a break. The lines are still open. 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
Midnight rider, tell the rambler, the gambler, the backbiter, tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down.